This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked at the life of David found in 1 and 2 Samuel. In our studies, we've highlighted some major events, relationships, and outcomes in his life. Now let's correlate what we've found into an outline. Title, A Man After God's Heart. Then 3 points, his weaknesses, his strengths, and his legacy. His weaknesses were rather glaring. They are the things he is most known for. His adultery with Bathsheba, murder of her husband, multiplying of wives, and reliance on the size of his army rather than relying on God. His strengths would include humility, patience, repentant heart, loyalty toward those he made commitments to, a readiness to be broken before God and trusting in his grace. He was a man of military astuteness and possessed significant charisma to influence people. His legacy is a mixed bag. Many who struggle with the tension between their weaknesses and strengths find in him an example of how to cope with these tensions. Humbly confess failures, boldly obey, and confidently trust in God's goodness. He exemplifies how to be a person after God's own heart. It's not perfection or even consistency. It's desiring intimacy with God so strongly that even if you fail, you come back to God in humility, brokenness, and faith. In him you see the power of a transparent life. Developing an outline helps crystallize some applications you can make to your life. Why not take some time right now after the program to develop some applications to your life based on our study of David? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.